שלום, אנחנו קוראים היום קטעים
נבחרים. We're reading today excerpts, selected excerpts on a topic of the correct study of the wisdom of Kabbalah, continuing with excerpt number 19. You can ask questions on kab.tv. Selected questions related to the studied materials will be asked during the lesson.
There's a lot else to pay attention to correct in our advancement towards the state where we're ready to discover the upper force according to equivalence of form, according to the properties and the height. But there are a few conditions, a few necessary conditions here that we have to pay attention to. We see on little children, right? Child, 3-year-old, 5, runs around happy. He didn't get something he wants, starts crying. A moment later, again he's happy. He has no problem being 1 minute in crying and the next in laughter. And so, and between moments and within moments, his state changes and he doesn't remember what was before. So about wisdom, it is said that there is none as wise as the experienced, meaning that the more we collect experiences, gather them, learn from them, then God made one opposite the other, and we see that there is darkness and light, and what this begets and what that begets, and how they're tied together, this and that. And from that, we get wisdom. The power of ma, koach ma, chokhma, which is wisdom in Hebrew. So we have to pay attention. In the time of ascent, do we enter into some euphoria and it's all good and I don't want anything else besides this? Or perhaps we can already perform some calculus. What do we have in the ascent, opposite to the descent? And perhaps it's not an ascent. I only feel good, but I'm not thinking about the goal throughout this and about the actions, the continuation of the states. And it could be also in the descent. Perhaps the descent brings me the necessity to think, to feel, to delve in. So it's not a descent. It may be a descent in respect to how I feel, correct, but not in the acquisition of wisdom, not in my advancement towards the Creator, not in respect to the purpose of creation, which is adhesion, as I decide, as I overcome. And seemingly, the path is the middle line, the golden path, as it is called, where we are constantly, always properly directed towards the goal, and the deviations that we get from above, left and right, left and right, we take it only in order to hold on to the goal even more. And the left and the right do not promote us. Rather, what promotes us are those scrutinies that we collect from the right and the left as we orient ourselves directly towards the purpose of creation, where we relate to darkness and light as two discernments which are crucial and have to persist in us all the time, so that we don't disconnect when we feel good. We don't disconnect from the recognition of evil, and during the times when we feel bad, that we don't disconnect from the good purpose of creation. Not like children who either cry or are glad, meaning that it's not the mood that governs us. And also, we do not want to uproot it, that mood. Rather, we want to also subdue it and use it for the purpose of spiritual advancement in the middle line. So, therefore, it's very important to us to hold on to the purpose of creation over and upon all interruptions, both positive and negative, and to begin to look at it not through, do I feel good or not, is it pleasant or isn't it, when pleasant is as if help from the Creator and unpleasant is as if an interruption from the Creator. No, it can be the opposite, the opposite. And to be above the good and bad feeling, not that I disrespect them and disregard them. No, I take everything and use it because everything comes from Him. Rather, I ascribe everything to my advancement towards the goal, which is eternal adhesion to the power of bestowal, connection. So, what we do need is to try to reach the point of connection between us and to grab hold of that point. And this is the same as, let's say, me grabbing hold of, Rabbi Akiva, grabbing hold of a piece of wood, a board, in the sea, and when waves come and so on, I ascend and descend. I relate to all of these states equally, in the same way. And after I adhere to the goal, grab hold of that board, then it doesn't matter to me what states I go through. The main thing for me right now is only to adhere, to attach myself to that board. And by that, or in that, I engage all day long. So, please, discuss it. How do you do this? And in that, specifically, we have to be together and each one helps his friend. Please. Rather, Rav, how do I depict that plank as the ten? If I hold on to it, then I hold on to that plank, and I don't need to think about anything else, because within that, the Creator can be found. So then all of the ascents, the descents, the states between us also, also personal states, I ascribe them only to the need to strengthen my hold on that board within the ten. How do I lock onto that? And there are no ascents or descents. It doesn't matter what comes. Main thing is to always hold on. I and the center of the ten and the Creator that's in there. Please. How do you hold on to that?
Related to that.
Rav, how do we come to a state where all of the ascents and descents, that all of the ascents and descents bring us joy, because through that I can fill the general vessel of the group. That through my own individual ascents and descents, I fill the general vessel of the ten. I fill it up. Until we reach the se'ah, the quota, you could say.
meant for you to hold on even better?
Love. How do we hold on to that fact in the group, in the ten, that the descent being revealed is actually the Creator giving us room for correction? He's revealing to us a little more of the place of the shattering so that we can correct that as well and to ascribe it or to add it to the connection. How, if we're aimed towards the goal, then how do we get happy, become happy, thanks to the descent? And this actually means that we're servants of the Lord. Please. How do I, specifically during the time of descent, reveal my, or disclose my will to connect even more to the group? And it may be that through that, at some point I'll reach a state where through the descent I'll connect to the Creator and feel it. So for now it's the group standing in front of me. And at some point, I will reach a state where the Creator will be standing in front of me. Because specifically the descent is the opportunity to come closer, to attach. Please. The address to the Creator. Love. How do I, as the day begins, grab hold of the center of the ten, and this is my plank, and throughout the day, I'm always attached, I keep holding on to it, I tie myself to it, I tie it to me, so much so that not descents nor ascents, no waves can disconnect me from the center of the group, from that plank. Please. If I reach a state where the ascents and descents don't affect me, and they come to me intentionally, deliberately, in a certain form and magnitude, if they can't disconnect me from the center of the group, then I ascend to the first spiritual degree. Please. So, how do you grab hold of that plank? Questions. Yes.
In order to be in that state of not being affected by the descents,
no, be affected by the ascents and descents, but affected in such a way where you can identify them as means for advancement, both ascents and descents as one. Yes.
In order to be in that state during a descent, I need some trick by which I can bring myself out of myself and become the observer.
No. You only need to be fortified by the ten. By yourself, you can't do anything alone.
Even when the ten serves for me as an environment and it occupies me, and maybe we are even concerned with somebody else, a third person, and still during the descent itself, until somebody gets hold of me, I'm dependent on the environment, I depend on them. During that time, if I'm not, next to myself, I'm falling. I already fell, even if it's for a short time.
It needs to be for a short time. You have to have disconnection, but only for a moment. As we say, a demon forces him, forced by the devil. Otherwise, you don't move to the next state. But it's only for a moment, only for a second.
So we're talking about the frequency, not about the fall itself.
No, both, both. Don't determine anything right now. So, more questions. In the ten, between us, we got two deliberations, two questions. So one, regarding the moods and things that happen to you in life, that as a sense and a sense, it's clear how the ten helps hold you up. But it's problematic to understand how the disconnects and the...
Wait a minute. Why disconnection? I don't understand. Again.
If we're talking about a sense and a sense that come to us as moods, as things that happen to us in life...
In all kinds of different forms, yes. It depends on how you think about an ascent and a descent. If I don't quite understand, is that also an ascent or a descent? Or it's just a sensation? There is the mind and the heart. Well, keep going.
So, regarding such cases, it's very palpably felt how the ten is the plank that holds you above the waves. Now, the question is, what happens when the waves are actually disconnection and connection to the ten? Where disconnection is, I can't think of the ten, and connection, where I can't ascend, where I can think about it. So that's the true ascent and descent.
And this is what you determine.
Yes, and then you don't have a plank to hold on to.
You simply don't have the right discernments. First of all, you have to hold the plank. Get hold of the plank. And not let go of it. This is exactly what Rabbi Akiva said. I got hold of on the plank, I sat on it, meaning he actually sits on it, and that's it. And then all the waves that come, ups and downs, I just lowered my head. That's it. It doesn't matter which waves. In sensation or in understanding, more or less, I get them only in order to strengthen my connection with the plank, because I depend only on it. So if I let go of it, I'm done. I'm going to die.
Ken.
Yes.
And there's a state where a friend comes, let's say he's here for 3 hours, it's his opportunity to hold on to that board, and he comes out of here, he begins the day, and the entire day is one big wave. He understands that it's a problem, he fights, he prays, but it doesn't work out.
How many such days did he go through? When he was praying and felt sorry, and the next day he comes to the lesson and he thinks about what he had yesterday and he wants to grow stronger today during these 3 hours. How many of those did he go through? How much did he work on this?
It seems like generations. He has this era, the years like that. And
okay, so complain to the Creator. Why is he doing that to you? I don't have an answer. I just want to show you that this is life. This is what spiritual progress is like. We get that from above. If you want to advance, go ahead. If you don't. But I have nothing to do here. I can only explain to you what the situation is like. Gershon, put your head down. We see you already.
Ken.
Yes.
No. What does it mean to grab hold of the plank? To grab the plank.
To grab hold of the plank means to hold on to the center of the ten and not let go. To be connected with them and to try to see in the interconnection with them, the strongest, the most internal, the purpose of creation. There the Creator is, there the secret of my life is.
But what does it depend on in practice throughout the day?
That I do not let go of the connection with them. That all of those images that pass through me, the different states that go through me, they do not disconnect me from Israel, the Torah, and the Creator is one. I, through the Ten, am connected with the Creator, and whatever I go through, it's only in order to strengthen this connection. Me, the group, the Creator.
We need to come out of some state, from some certain state, in some certain state from the lesson, or...
You don't have to get out of the lesson. Physically, yes, but in general, no. The Creator has arranged our lives in such a way that we have such times, such states and such states, and it is all for the purpose of correction. And we only ascribe to the correction the 2 or 3 hours that I'm here. That's incorrect. What about the other hours? Okay. And the last one.
When I try to help the friend to lift him above his state, is it okay to use motivations which aren't lishma for her sake? Perhaps it's something that's not exactly goal-oriented, but it'll help him up, or perhaps...
I don't understand that.
Let's say I tell him, come on, let's connect, it'll spare the world of suffering. It's not the final goal, but it can bring him motivation to get himself out of that state.
I don't see in that the right direction. If such thoughts come from above to save suffering from the world, that's okay, because it comes from above. But if we establish ourselves in that way, it's a klipa, a shell. It's a klipa. There is no such thing besides connecting the group in order to give contentment to the Creator. There is nothing else. That is not the right line. Okay, so let's go back to our topic. By the way, I just wanted to give you
as a diuk,
some kind of precision in our perception that the ascents and descents are such that we have to relate to them equally and hold on to the center of the group with respect to whatever states we go through. Next, number 19.
Excerpt 19 from Abash, the article, What Are Torah and Work in the Way of the Creator? If a person wants to work and to observe the Torah and commandments without any reward, only because he wants to serve the king, then he needs to know the greatness of the king. For the measure of his work depends on the extent of his faith in the greatness of the king. For only the greatness and importance of the king give him fuel for work. It is as it is written in the Holy Zohar about the verse, her husband is known at the gates. It means that each one, according to what he assumes in his heart, meaning that by this, he tells us that to the extent that a person assumes in his heart the greatness and importance of the Creator, to that extent he dedicates himself to serving the King. And for this reason, people of this kind, who want to work only in order to bestow, and the whole reason that compels them to engage in Torah and commandments is the importance and the greatness of the Creator, as it is written in the Holy Zohar, that the essence of fear is to work because he is great and ruling. When these people believe that the Creator is clothed in the Torah, and they believe what the Creator said to Israel, I sold you my Torah, it is as though I have been sold with it. When they learn Torah, they want to extract the light of the Torah that reforms him. This is the meaning of what our sages said, he who comes to be purified or comes to purify through the Torah is aided, since the Creator is clothed in the Torah.
What does it mean that the Creator is clothed in the Torah? Go ahead. It's a short question. in this whole thing.
Excerpt 20 from the writings of Rabash, letter 62. Man's primary work is to examine the greatness of the Creator. That is, one should delve into the books that speak of the greatness of the Creator. And while delving, one should depict to oneself to what extent our sages, the Tanaim and the Amoraim, and so on, felt the greatness of the Creator. One should pray to the Creator to shine so that he may feel his greatness, so that one can subdue his heart and annul before the Creator, and not follow the currents of the world, which is pursuing only the satisfaction of beastly lusts, but rather that the Creator will open his eyes so he may engage all his life in Torah and work, and in all your ways know him. That is, even when engaging in corporeal matters, it will also be for the purpose of Kedusha, of holiness. But from lo lishma, not for her sake, we come to lishma, for her sake. That is, lishma is already a high degree, and one must begin from lo lishma. In other words, one should be fully aware that pleasure is found primarily in the Torah and work, and not in corporeality. And although at the moment he feels more pleasure in corporeal things, more than he feels in spiritual things, it is because he lacks the qualification in Torah and work, which also depend on faith in the Creator. At that time, through Torah and faith in the Creator, one feels the light in the Torah, and that light reforms him.
How do I, in all kinds of states that I'm in, when I'm tossed from good to bad, from bad to good, I understand more, I understand less, how do I nevertheless speak to myself, tell myself that there are sages who discovered the Creator who was before them or inside of them, filling up everything. They are within him, that the Creator was revealed to them in some way, and not yet to me. And the difference between the Creator being revealed to them but not to me is in their impression, their inspiration. So if I now will act as though I'm impressed by the Creator, even though he's hidden, as if he is revealed, I, by that, awaken him to be revealed. I, by that, awaken myself. I bring myself closer to him. How do I, in our work, not in fantasy as people have out there, that they're crying out, that they're facing the Creator, how in our work, in the ascents and descents and all kinds of problems and frustrations, etc., how do I depict the Creator that he is always before me? No matter in what state I personally am. Right? Go ahead.
All our lives.
Rav, how can I depict the Creator as being in the ten? It says, you should envision the Lord always before you. Usually they write these words on the Holy Ark, on the cabinet. So, what does that mean? How do I depict him in the ten? The holy the cabinet is also the ten. So the holy ark. So what form does the ten take on when the Creator is in it?
Of sensation, meaning. Excerpt 21, Baal Sulam, Concealment and Disclosure of the Face of the Creator, Part 1. One's request to become stronger in believing in his guidance over the world during the concealment period brings one to contemplate the books, the Torah, and to draw from there the illumination and the understanding of how to strengthen one's faith in his guidance.
Rav, a question. What does it mean to strengthen in his guidance during the concealment? Go ahead.
We're all in the same state.
Rav, what is concealment? Where does the concealment come from? Well, go ahead.
Concealment is a state of awareness, primarily, that I know that I'm in concealment and there is a quality called...
Rav, what is the reason for concealment?
Ego.
Ego.
Rav, the revelation of a new will to receive that wasn't there before in my care. This is considered that concealment comes, right, when it is revealed. So, what is the treatment for the concealment?
No.
Well, go ahead. Everyone should speak. I don't hear any noise.
Being, it's not in me.
Rav, what does it mean that upon the concealment I have to bring the power of faith? What does it mean, on top of the concealment I bring the power of faith? Please explain that, interpret that. Everyone, together.
Regardless of what happens.
Rav, this means that the concealment comes out of the revelation of the corrupted will to receive another layer from the shattering of the Adam Rishon, and I have to achieve the force of faith, that is a force of bestowal on top of that will to receive. That is, in spite of the concealment, I have to engage in connection in the group, in the study, in whatever possible, in order for the light to come and correct the will to receive in me so that it will be in order to bestow. This is called to acquire the power of faith. Is that clear? Are there any questions? Yes.
So the concealment is revealed? And
from where, Rav? From where? Why? What is concealment?
New will to receive was revealed in me.
Yes, corrupted.
Yes, corrupted. That detaches me from the group, from the ten, from the...
Yes, and along with that, it gives you an unpleasant feeling. That this is the indication, how shall I say, the indication that you are being disconnected. Otherwise, you wouldn't even know it. It's like they give me some injection against pain, and then they can perform some surgery, so I don't feel it. Here is the opposite. It has to be that it must hurt so that I will know that there is a problem there. There is the revelation of the evil is accompanied by a bad feeling. That is already salvation. The Creator wants us to correct the evil. And
exactly this is what my question is about. So if I've succeeded in that point, to ascribe it to the Creator, and to understand that it comes from Him, and to, let's say, exert myself in connecting with the Ten and doing the work together with them, as you said before.
Yes.
So it's no longer a disruption. I got a gift, actually.
That's right. Nice. That's what you have to reach. This is called darkness shall shine as light. Yes, we don't need any more. And then you're grateful, you kiss the stick, because you see that it's for your benefit, and that this stick actually was striking your ego, your will to receive, and that is good, because by that you disconnect from the will to receive, it is not you. And then you see that there is no bad in the world. Okay? Good, give it to Dudi.
Yes, so the concealment, that's clear. But to be strengthened by faith, that's unclear.
To strengthen in faith, it means the power of bestowal that you had before, some power of bestowal, by which you, by that power, you were connected with the group in a certain fashion. Now, when the disturbance comes, the will to receive has grown, right? You disconnect from the group. You don't think about them. You don't pay attention to them. You don't have them in your emotion and in your mind. So what should happen? You have to work so that it will come back to your emotion and mind on a new level, on a new height of the ego. Yes?
Well, and how does the previous power of bestowal that I had before, how does it assist me now in the new concealment?
No, it disappears.
So how do you get stronger in faith?
By starting to work with the group, inside the group, by studying and performing various actions specifically from the darkness with the help of the group, each shall help his friend until you again invite the reforming light and it brings you the new force of faith and you disconnect from the old one. You're done with that.
In a state of concealment, the person has the strength to work in the group.
Yes, this force is called covenant, covenant of salt, arvut. That is that force. When you fall, you have nothing. The arvut gives you this, and later you come up, someone from the group falls, you give to him.
What does it mean to give him force?
Awaken him, hold him, encourage him. Show him an example, stimulate him, bring him to envy.
How do you know if someone fall or rise?
Well, we need to act constantly. A group has to constantly act, everyone together, and then to pay attention to everyone. How does everyone play in being great and the group is connected and on fire? And constantly prepared for the revelation of the Creator.
How to constantly be in such a state of enthusiasm, excitement? How to always be in a state of high?
Each should help his friend through group overcoming. You're asking exactly according to what we've read 1,000 times. Nice. More? So next.
Excerpt number 21.
Kiev.
I noticed that the more the wave that covers you is greater, so you can hold on more tightly to that board and hold on to the 10. Is there interdependency between the force of the wave or of the unpleasant sensation to the force of the connection that the Creator is planning for me to connect to Him through the 10? It seems as if this there's a direct connection.
This is because the Creator still has mercy on you. He loves you, just like we love the little ones. Even when they do different things, we forgive them, right? That's why it appears to you that the waves are great, but you're still holding on, and when the wave is stronger, you're gripping even harder. This, the game is still working in this way. according to the equivalence of the wave, the amplitudes. We can even write formulas for this, but later it will be different. Because truth, if the wave is great, you won't be able to hold on. With a small wave, you will be able to hold on. Rather, for now, this is how it is. For now, this is how it is. It's good. The wave comes and you feel, oh, that's a big wave and I'm holding on. And specifically, this stimulates me to awakens me to treat it even to relate to it even harder. This wave, that's for the time being, until you come to a state called a rag. That's it. And then you'll have a different calculation. It depends. The situations are multifaceted. There was someone else with a question mark besides Kiev? I don't know what they're doing up there in the switchboard. Okay, continue.
Excerpt number 21, Baal HaSulam, Concealment and Disclosure of the Face of the Creator One. One's request to become stronger in believing in his guidance over the world during the concealment period brings one to contemplate the books, the Torah, and to draw from there the illumination and the understanding how to strengthen one's faith in his guidance. These illuminations and observations that one receives through the Torah are called the spice of Torah. When they accumulate to a certain amount, the Creator has mercy on him and pours upon him the Spirit from above. That is, the higher abundance. But once he has completely discovered the spice, the light of Torah that one inhales into one's body through strengthening in faith in the Creator, one becomes worthy of guidance with his face revealed. This means that the Creator behaves with him as is befitting to his name, the good who does good.
Let's clarify that. Man's request to strengthen with the faith in the providence of the Creator during the concealment. Let's compose a sentence. How do I ask the Creator to become stronger in his providence or guidance during the concealment? Please, each and every one, just one line.
I'm asking the Creator to want to see his greatness.
A request to the Creator to become stronger in faith during the concealment. I am in a state of concealment, and I'm asking to become stronger in the faith. What is the what is that line? Rav, everyone found an answer, or rather a request? Everyone composed it? You didn't? See? Wherever you need to, you can't. Who wants to share with us the line he put together? That's how it is. Moshe, you think you're good?
I'm certain that I'm not good, but it's a good state. Thank you for turning off all the propellers, nothing works. Thank you for that. Now give us the strength to work above all that.
Maybe the Creator understands that I didn't. No, I know what a propeller is, but... Okay, who's another wise guy?
During the descent, let us keep our concern for the group, our gratitude, not to make a hole in the boat.
This is good. This is also good.
Give the friends in the ten the strength to be above reason.
It's not exactly. You're asking for yourself the force of faith. It has to be directed at you. Man's request to become stronger in believing in his guidance over the world during the concealment. You know? One line.
I'm asking for strength to annul before the ten, which is my closest, my dearest environment.
That's it, good.
Give me new eyes to see that everything is good that does good.
Nice. This is good. Give me new eyes to see that everything is good, who does good. No, though it is egoistical, but it is correct. No.
Again, Levia.
Efforts.
By the way, Moshe's propeller, although I lost my canopy, I found the group where I can land.
Okay.
The greatness of the ten should be great in my eyes, and as a result, your greatness will also be great in the world. The greatness of the ten should always be great in my eyes, so that your greatness will grow furthermore in the world.
Nice. In short, in general, you understand, you know. Let's go to the next part.
Moving on to the next part of the lesson.